I am proud to be joined today by the governor of Pennsylvania, Governor Josh Shapiro. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great. It's good to be with you.
Thank you for coming on the show. Donald Trump announced a countrywide tour to sell the state of the economy to the American people, even though what he's trying to sell is incongruent with how the average American feels on a day-to-day basis. He's starting off with your state, the great state of Pennsylvania. And I want to talk about the state of the economy in just one moment, but just to take a step back, there was a really interesting article I was reading about you from Axios, how you have a plan to essentially engineer a blowout in your state for Democrats, turn Trump into a lame duck president, and hurt the efficacy of his term, or end his term, essentially, if he's a lame duck president. Can you talk about this plan that is, quote, designed to maximize Democratic wins?
Yeah, we've got four competitive U.S. House races in Pennsylvania. I think that's more than any other state that hasn't, you know, done the gerrymandering thing like in Texas, for example. And we've got competitive seats and I want to win all of them. I want us to go out and I want to win these races. I want to put Democrats in charge of the U.S. House because I want to stop the bad stuff from happening in the U.S. Congress. I mean, just think about this. This isn't like theoretical stuff. As a result of the votes in the U.S. House, by the way, including the congressman from the district where Trump's going to be tomorrow night, a guy Bresnahan, they have cut health care for 310,000 Pennsylvanians who are going to lose Medicaid, 150,000 Pennsylvanians who are going to lose access to the Affordable Care Act by not extending the subsidies. And by the way, to also knock 140,000 people off of SNAP or food assistance. Also, they could give a huge tax cut to people who didn't need it. And by the way, just for an added kicker here, the rural area where Trump's going to be tomorrow has rural hospitals that are likely going to have to shutter because Trump cut Medicaid funding to these rural hospitals. So he's showing up in a community where he's actually hurting people on big stuff like healthcare, which are votes from the U.S. House of Representatives that gave him that power to do that. That's why I'm going to work so hard to change the makeup of the U.S. House by winning these races. And let's not forget the fact that every single day, folks just go to the grocery store. They understand that these policies and the votes coming out of the U.S. House are failing them. So, yeah. You know, I want to see the U.S. Congress change. I'm going to do everything I can in my power here in Pennsylvania and where I'm needed across the country to help make that change.
Yeah, I was really happy to see that you had a legitimate plan you were executing on to push Congress at least towards the Democrats. And it seems like it is working. For a long time, I believe Republicans were winning the registration split in Pennsylvania, but now Democrats are beginning to gain the lead, right?
Right. That's exactly right. I mean, we've worked really hard to reorganize the state party. They're organized now in a way that is really, really impressive under the leadership of Chairman DePasquale and the leadership, the executive director level of Larry Hailsham. We're registering more voters. We're organized. We're coordinated. And going into the election year, I think we're in a really strong position. And I want to be clear that this isn't just about, you know, politics and winning an election. It's about what you do after you win the election. It's about putting people in office that don't want to cut your healthcare, but actually want you to keep your healthcare and invest in healthcare. It's about putting people in office that want to invest in affordable housing and public safety and economic growth and public education. And so that's why I'm going to be working so hard to try and lift everybody up in Pennsylvania next year and do as much as we can to change the dynamics in D.C. from right here in what I guess you'd refer to as the kind of swingiest of swing states in the country.
Yeah, no matter how much Donald Trump and the Republican Party try to brand themselves as pro-worker or different than previous administrations, like more populist and anti-war, Republicans get into power, and every time they do the same thing. They cut taxes for the richest. They cut benefits for people who need it at the bottom. And then now it seems like we're going to war for oil one more time. It's basically just like a third term of Bush, but you add January 6th and a lot more extremism and a lot more, you know, appointing loyalists in key positions. But overall, I do want to talk about affordability because it's not going too well for Donald Trump or the average American. But the way Donald Trump speaks about affordability just shows a lack of concern. So he'll say that affordability is a con job. But then the way he's doing this tour across the country. Clearly, some instinct in him is saying that affordability is going to smack Republicans in the midterms, just like it did during the special election on November 4th. So how are you messaging around affordability? I feel like there are so many things that tie into it, like Trump's mass deportations are hurting the cost of housing. And housing is something that affects a lot of young people. So when I'm talking to young people and talking on my show, I talk about how these mass deportations are deporting the people who are building the houses that we're supposed to be buying, right?
Well, let's focus on the area of the Commonwealth where the president is going to be tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And by the way, this is an area that in the election voted for him. And yet he comes back now almost a year after taking office, having screwed over the very people that put him in power. As a result of his policies, their costs have gone up. I mean, heck, just the price of beef and orange juice, those prices are up 20%, not to mention your entire grocery bill being up nearly the same, all because of Donald Trump's policies. We've had hundreds of job layoffs here in Pennsylvania as a result of Donald Trump's tariff policies. Whether you're going to the grocery store or you're buying gifts for your kids for Christmas, you are paying more because of Donald Trump's policies. On top of that, the healthcare cuts that we talked about just a moment ago. And so he's going to a community that voted for him, and his policies have directly hurt them. By the way, contrast that with the work we've done. We've cut taxes 7 times, including a new tax break for 940,000 Pennsylvanians who are working, a stateside earned income tax credit. So if you're working, we're going to give you a little bit of extra help. We've cut taxes for small businesses and seniors. We've made childcare more affordable. But every time we take a step forward to put money back in people's pockets, Donald Trump takes it away because of his failed economic policies. And you mark my words, I bet what's going to happen tomorrow is he's going to show up in these communities where I imagine folks are going to be excited to see him. And then he's going to just ramble on and on and on. And by the way, he's getting more and more incoherent as he's rambling. He's going to ramble on and on and on. And you know what folks are going to think? Hey, you know what, Mr. President? How about just like a plan to make groceries cost less? How about a way to make housing more affordable? How about something that's going to bring energy costs down instead of spiking them as his policies will do? And so I think what they're going to do is they're going to be left frustrated. Here's the other thing. You know, in the past, sometimes his rhetoric has stuck, right? It's kind of worked. I think it's not going to work anymore because he's trying to tell people to not see something they see every day. They go to the grocery store and they know eggs cost more. So no matter how much rhetoric the president puts out there, they know their eggs cost more. And so I think they're going to be unwilling to buy his BS. They're going to be unwilling to listen to him because they know what he's saying just simply isn't true. Folks are struggling and he's making their lives far worse.
Yeah, and something I point out a lot is that tariffs and a lot of Trump's policies disproportionately hurt working class people. He wants to replace the income tax with a tariff, but the income tax is progressive and tariffs are regressive because working class people use more of their income on consumer goods and those consumer goods are hit by tariffs. So he's gonna go and lie to people's faces in Pennsylvania and across the country and tell them to feel something that they're not feeling in hopes of it working for him. When his promises were lowering prices on day one, 90 deals in 90 days, none of this has actually manifested. And it's going to be interesting to see how this bears out. How have you been messaging about around overall immigration and the effects of economy on the economy in your state?
Well, look, I think the president has created havoc when it comes to his immigration policy, just as he's created havoc in the healthcare marketplace and at the grocery store. I think the chaos and the havoc makes it really, really difficult for businesses to plan, for families to plan. And I think that the chaos is something that folks are feeling and it's getting them down. I think you contrast that with the calm, steady leadership that we provide here in Pennsylvania, the way we reduce costs as opposed to raising them as they do at the federal level, the way we invest in our schools and safety and economic opportunity, we do so calmly with that GSD, the get stuff done attitude. I think that's what folks want more of, not the chaos coming out of Donald Trump's Washington.
Yeah, and if we look at some of the economic indicators, when Biden left office, inflation was at 2.9%. Now it is higher. unemployment among all Americans, but especially young Americans and Black Americans, is higher than when Biden left office, which unemployment among young Americans and Black Americans going up is an early indicator of a weakening job market overall. None of this is looking good for Donald Trump in the long term. He's had to reverse course on a lot of his tariff policies. And I think the Democrats just need to get out there. I like the way that you message around, you know, expanding free school lunches while also showing that you're business friendly. I think Democrats need to have a really strong pro-business message because businesses are important. Competition in America is important. Absolutely. The free market is important. And the Republican Party doesn't understand that. But
no, pardon me. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
No, look, I'm a pro-growth Democratic governor that's proud to have cut taxes for small businesses. And I think unleash the potential of our economy by investing in skills-based learning. We've got 38% of our adult population here in Pennsylvania go to college, which means 62% don't. We're investing in that 62 to give them an opportunity to go out and do what they love. And we're making sure that the small businesses that line our main streets finally get invested in, particularly those small businesses that have been historically disadvantaged. So we're proud of the investments we're making in our businesses, particularly our small businesses, proud of the way we're cutting taxes, proud of the way that we're investing in this skills-based learning and creating jobs and opportunity from that. I'm proud of our pro-growth agenda. I think the Democratic Party, you're exactly right, needs to embrace those growth policies with both investments and cutting taxes and cutting costs. And it's working here in Pennsylvania, and I think we need more of that.
Thank you for your time, Governor Josh Shapiro. I appreciate it more than you know. And let's continue to chat as we get closer and closer to the midterms and as you continue to engineer your plan, because I'm excited. That's what we need.
Great to be with you. Hey, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays, and just all good things to you and everybody watching.
To a great 2026. Enjoy the holidays with your family. It'll be great.
Thank you.